حتى آتاه الله اليقين. الحمد لله رب العالمين on the continuation of the series
How to Raise the Muslim
Family. We all know now that the purpose of the message of Islam is to build the Muslim character. And the place to build the Muslim character is hope. And we've been talking about the attribute of this character. And we are now in the attribute number 4, which is promoting good and fighting evil. We have to learn, because it is a part of our obligation, it is a part of our character, it is a part of our akhlaq, is to promote good and to fight evil. We have to learn day in and teach our children and teach our families how to do it, the approach to do it, and we have an understanding to how it is done. We need to understand promoting good and fighting evil is a requirement, and it is obligation on every single Muslim. It is not something nice to be done, or it is exclusive for a certain group of people. Remember, the first word that came in the Quran and the revelation, it says read. But the first word in the declaration, it says no. La ilaha. La ilaha illallah. The first word here is no. I will not accept the reality. I shall change it. Why you want to change it? I want to change it to make sure that no one will be obeying other than Allah, according to the way that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. No to myself, no to traditions and habit, no to any influence other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of my life. So, based on that, the responsibility of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is overwhelming. Big, really big. And to promote good and to fight evil, we need to know what is good and what is evil. Good is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it is good. And the messenger. And that's called mubah. That means you can do. Allah allow us to marry. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said adultery is forbidden. So good is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger told us that it is mubah, it is recommended, go ahead and do it. But we want to know what kind of good we have. We have so many goods, or which one to start? There are like anything else there are. You have to build the first floor, the second floor, and the third floor. The first good that you can do is to stop the forbidden. Al-haram. So, al-munkar, so fighting the munkar, or stopping the munkar is the first halal thing you're supposed to do. But that's going to lead us to question, what is the munkar? What is the forbidden? The munkar, it is two categories. The first category is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is forbidden. Don't do that. Allah said, don't drink. When you drink, you are in a state of disobedience here. That's the first type. But there is another type also, which is called what Allah legislated and ordained. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a specification to the inherited. Who inherit what? And you violate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained, that is what? Munkar. That's forbidden also. So it is not forbidden is what you only do, but also when you violate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala law and what He ordained about marriage, about divorce, about inheritance, about contracts, about how to deal with other people, about parents' rights, whatever He ordained, when you violate that, you are in a state of munkar. So the first thing to do, the promoting good, is to stop the munkar. You cannot have that and have that, or part here and part there. No, that's the first thing. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to go right in and stop what Allah told us to stop with. What is the second thing we're supposed to do? Go right into what Allah ordered us to do. Wajib. Like what? The five pillars of Islam. Praying, fasting, zakat, hajj, and. We make sure, so for doing good and promoting good, we have to make sure that, I am talking now about building our own family, building our own children, building our own, helping our own spouses. The second step now, we make sure that what the fundamentals, they are done. That's the promotion to good. The second level of promotion to good is what? What it called Ihsan. And what is Ihsan? Ihsan has so many definitions. But for our purpose here, Ihsan means what? Doing your best, not what you can. Or by another word, it is not doing what you can, but you do the best that you can. There is no anything else that you can do in that issue, whatever that issue is. You see, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his act of ihsan, says what? Allahumma shahad fa'ani qabbalah. Allah, you are the witness. I did the best that I know how. So ihsan is not doing the good what you can. It is doing the best that you can. There is nothing else that you can do. You reach the end. For what purpose? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the ihsan. So the ihsan is to do the best that you can to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wa fi dhalika falyatanafas almutanafisun. Here there is a competition for whoever want Allah's pleasure and who want Allah's success. But who I should be in competition with first? The first one that comes on the list, at the top of the list, that you should compete with is yourself. Never, ever remember, the Muslim, the minute he said, La ilaha illallah, that means he is in a state of motion. He cannot stay as is. That means whatever was good yesterday is not good today. I have to do better. And whatever good today is not going to be good tomorrow. I have to do better. In all aspects of my life, in my job I have to do better. In my prayer I have to do better. In my relationship with others I have to do better. In all aspects of my life. Whatever was good yesterday is not good today and will never be good tomorrow. That's promoting good and fighting evil right there. So the approach we are using, like I said, so we know what is good and we know what is bad, and also we know now the approach or the stages that we have to go through. We have to stop the munkar and we have to promote the fundamentals, and after that we go to the ihsan. But to be able to do that, to be able really to do that, what kind of equipment that I need? What kind of tools that I need to get the job done? First thing, first order, knowledge. And please don't misunderstand me. Knowledge, I don't mean that you are a scholar or you are knowledgeable. But you know what you need to get the job done right. That's what the knowledgeable person is. You need to acquire knowledge in three areas. And you, every single day you have to acquire and increase this knowledge in three areas, as long as you promote good and fight evil. Number one, earning living. Whatever I am doing to earn a living, I have to acquire knowledge how to do it better. I have, as a Muslim, that we agreed now, whatever was good yesterday is not good today, will never be good tomorrow. The first thing in order for myself is for earning living. Allah said, why earning living? Earning living for two reasons. The first reason, you cannot think what is right and what is wrong. When you are putting at the end of the week or the end of the month your hand out there to the people, waiting for them to pay. Sooner or later, you're going to say what the people want you to say. And you're going to do what the people want you to do, and instead of carrying the responsibility of you and them say what they're supposed to say and do what both of you are supposed to do, you end up losing them and losing yourself. But to be able to say yes and no, you have to be free. The second reason for earning knowledge about your living is to give a demonstration who the Muslim, the quality of the Muslim is. When you are dealing with people and you are giving the best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people will trust you. You are the ambassador of Islam. Believe me, you can do an impact. The impact that you can do with good treatment to introduce Islam to others by your behavior and professionalism, whatever your function is, whatever your job is maybe a lot more impact than having 10 scholars speaking day and night. He's a good doctor, he's a Muslim doctor. He's a good worker because he's an honest worker, he's a Muslim worker. He's a Muslim teacher, he's a good teacher. Let me give you a little example. Where the Orient people, which is, may God bless them, their effort, why they get this good reputation? Because they are hard workers everywhere they go. Today, if they go anywhere and I give the resume for a job, they are the first to get the priority. Why? They establish in general, they are not bums. They work real good. They study real good. And they try to do their best. Muslims got to do that. Simple. You have to create the positive image. So that's the first type of knowledge for how to earn a living. The second type of knowledge is the surrounding knowledge. I have to know my neighborhood. I have to know my neighbors. I don't know what, I have to know what hurt them, what's good for them. How I'm going to deal, I am a part of them and they are part of me. And believe it, having the best equipment against fire inside your home, that is not going to save your fire. You save your neighbor, I'm sorry, save your home from fire if there is a fire across your neighborhood. That's not going to do you good. You have to know your neighbor. You have to know their language. You have to know their priorities. You have to know what they like. They not know what they hate. What is weak point? What is the strong point? And you deal with it. To be a part of it. You have to change it. And to change with it for the good. And not allow the bad to get into you and to control you and to come in other and say, this is the way it is. Or you give up. Like what we are doing with our teenagers. We got them angel. We turn them to whatever we are turning them. Because we are incubation. We are incubating inside. We are right in the neighborhood and we don't know anybody. But the kids do. And nobody told them what is right and what is wrong. Because they didn't see you or how to act outside. They will take the role model from what they see outside. And they end up doing whatever they are ending up doing. And you come and do what? You're going to end up doing what? Hey buddy, accept life, this is the way it is. So you must destroy your family before you know it. So the second type of knowledge you need to know is to know about your environment. That's including the law. That's including what the City Hall is all about, including what the Congress of the United States is all about, for instance. The Senate is all about. You have to be a part of this life. You don't have to be everywhere, but you need to know the knowledge, a little bit of the knowledge, to understand what's going on around you. And the third type of knowledge that we all need, and we all need as well, knowledge about what Allah wants. Can you imagine every single day I go outside, I turn the engine on of my car, and I drive. Where are you going? I don't know. The car in motion? Yes. When are you going to stop? When you stop? When there is no gas. Does that make sense? In a lot of time, this is how we handle our life. We wake up in the morning. I don't know why I wake up. I don't know what Allah wants from me. I don't know what is the reason of my creation. I don't know what I'm supposed to do to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't know how to correct my sin and my mistakes, because I am not acknowledging them, because maybe I don't know they are, or I know and I'm still stubborn about them and I'm not admitting them. The car is running. Where are you going? The car is running. And when the car is stopped, what's going to happen? Too late. Too late. Okay. Let us in this, without going in any digress. For every time you breathe and I breathe, have in your heart thanking Allah for every time you breathe, that for He give you one little more notch. Give you one little more notch to say astaghfirullah, to seek forgiveness, to say, oh Lord, forgive me, pardon me. Somebody else like you, strong as much, in your age, having the same dreams, having the same things, and he did not get this opportunity. He expired 1 minute ago. And you are that lucky that you got it. Know how to use it and use it efficiently. I am positive every one of you, that's including me, at least you know 2 to 3 to 4 incidents, people died suddenly with no introduction. With no introduction. People started the day like the best that it can be. 1 or 2 hours, they are either expired or they are in critical. And they are gone. Or they are under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. See how much lucky that you still have the faculty for one more segment. I'm going to call it segment. Minute that you can use it. All the time ask yourself, to those people that they drop now, what was in their head isn't different from what it was in your head? Did they want anything different from what you want? And the question is, did they ever expect that after a few seconds or minutes they will be out? Maybe they were thinking about what they're going to have on lunch. I'm going to give you a living example, but I'm living in it right this second while I'm talking to you. Right before I got here, one of my colleagues, 2 days ago, I work in New College. The guy came bibbling, hingling, nothing. By the meaning of the word, nothing. Nothing. 10 o'clock, he felt a little bit chested, pain in his chest. Hey, nothing big deal, nothing about it. He started to get dizzy. He immediately called the hospital. The hospital came. Right till he went to the hospital, he was joking. They said, listen, you have a hole in your heart. It happened within an hour. And we don't have a luxury. We have to pray now. And we don't have that. They transfer him from Baxter Hospital in Newport, Atlanta, to a Baltimore by helicopter. More than they operated on him from 8 to 6. The chances of surviving it was what? 10%. Yesterday he made it. But he ended up with another complication. What is this complication? A swollen in the brain. They had to take him to another operation. They removed half of his skull to relieve the pressure that it has in his brain. And now he's under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that started and the strike took place, what was in his brain? What was he thinking? That he will move from 10 to 0 or almost 0 in no second? فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Don't take it for granted. And don't take either Allah for granted. Don't take either for granted. But what you get, Allah give you. He gave you with the permission out of His mercy to correct, to promote good and to fight evil. Use it. Use it as much as you can. You don't have the luxury. And I don't have the luxury. Because before you know what you have in your hand, it can be taken away. And believe me, none of us is exempted. None. None of us is exempted. So you need to know what Allah wants from you. When you wake up in the morning, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He gave you. And you say, Ya Allah, if you give me the life of this day, help me to find out what you want me to do. Do you think you're going to have to worry about you back? You stab somebody on his back? Do you think you're going to worry about somebody stabbing you with your back? Do you think your priority will be different? Your importance will be different. Your problem even will be different. What you think it is your problem is not going to be a problem. If I tell you right now, God forbid, you only have 5 minutes to live. Only 5. What you want to do with those 5 minutes? And before I tell you you have 5 minutes, I want to ask you a favor. Do it when you go home. Have a beer, sheet and a pen. Write down your problems. I have a problem with my neighbor. I have a problem with my husband. I have a problem with my wife. Whatever is not talking to me. My manager is doing whatever. I don't have money. I don't know what I'm going to do. Write down all your problems. And after that, you have 5 minutes. Set your priority. What is the importance of any of those? Probably you're going to find yourself the exit. You know why? Because there is only one problem in your life, and sometimes we are not aware of it. In any given second, unless if you don't know how Allah sees you by your heart, if you don't know that you are trying to do the best that ever you can to be in the side of His mercy, if you don't know that, that is the biggest problem that you can do. And the biggest promotion to good and fighting evil that you can do in your life is to take care of yourself and to promote good and evil to yourself first. And don't worry about others. You cannot be good or helpful to others if you are not to yourself. You got 5 minutes. Do you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He sees you? Out of the billions that He created, He is creating and He will create. What is your value? Look at yourself, you yourself. When you have so many ties, or so many shirts, or so many whatever item that you have, what is the value in any given one item? Oh, listen. If you have millions, if you have billions, What is the value of a dollar, one single dollar to a billionaire? Nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you and me and created billions and billions every single day. What is your value? He said, I am going to give you the chance to make your value. You see now where we are? The problem we are living in? And instead of I started to build my value, so I can qualify for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. What I'm doing with my life, keep the car running. Where are you going? Keep it running. Where are you going? I'm keeping it running. Well, the guy sitting next to me have a better car than me. I'm depressed. The one is going faster. The one going, where are you going? The car is running. And the life is running. And the clock is ticking. And you don't know how is your maker. And I'm going to try to end the first part of the khutbah by remind myself and remind you. By the end, by just about the end of Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the case that I am talking about. And I hope that going to be your constitution. That part that I'm going to recite, I hope that going to be your constitution. I mean, that's what you're going to live on all the day. Keep it on hand. Keep remembering those ayat all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, A'udhu billahi min shaitan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim. Allah honored them. But please see how those people feel. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم. They are in constant state of remembering Allah. Constant state. يذكرون الله قياما. Standing. That means alert. That means while they are working, while they are walking, while they are in any. Their hand working, their mind working, their eyes working, their faculty working, but where is their heart? With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in zikrillah. Wa qu'udan, in a state of rest. Qiyaman, qu'udan. Qu'udan, sitting down, that means they are, even when they are in a state of rest, they are yaskurun Allah in a state of rest. Wa ala junubihim. And when they are asleep, when even they get to move from one side to the other, or even have a little bit of weight, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are constant state of zikr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They are constantly, where now the car is going, thinking about خلق السماوات, how Allah created heaven, how He created His mighty, His wisdom, His glory. يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض. What you want? What is the conclusion? ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطل. Perfection to be to you, Ya Allah. But what I want, what I want. Qina azaba. Protect us from your pain, from pain. Protect us from punishment. Protect us from fire. Why? Because we know whatever we do, gonna come short. Gonna come very, very short. Very, very, very short. Our prayer gonna have short. Fasting gonna have short. Zakah gonna have short. Everything we do gonna have short. Comparing to ma khalaqta haza batilan, we witness the perfection. We know the shortcoming. What we really want is to forgive us. They did not say, take us to your paradise. We are in a state of remembering you day and night. And you already, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witnessed it, and He testified to it. That you, they are remembering Allah, standing, sitting, doing it, up, sleeping. They are in a state of zikr. Who gonna qualify to paradise better than him? But them, Allah majalna min ahl rahmatu, and among the people of His mercy. Who gonna qualify better? No one. But they know the shortcoming, so they say, "What? Kinaza, protect us from the punishment. Protect us from the shortcoming. We know whatever we do, gonna fall short." You see, where is our priority is? Now going back to the 5 minutes. If I have only a 5 minutes today, probably the first thing gonna be is gonna keep saying as well, "Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi." Oh Allah, we ask you to forgive us, to forgive me. Forgive all my sin, all my mistakes, all my shortcomings. Okay. How about it? How about if in reality what you have is less than 5 minutes? Have you signed a contract that you're going to live that long? You're going to be on that hill? So if you don't, be constant state of zikrillah, shukr that He gave you one more chance, and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let your tongue not busy, not occupied, make your tongue please. The first order of promoting good and fighting evil, make your tongue over occupied by the word astaghfirullah. Seek forgiveness from Allah. It doesn't take glimpse to say it. Get used to it. Train yourself to do it. Walking, do whatever you do, just to keep saying astaghfirullah. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and guide him, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering and give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and applying our living, so we can live in peace and die in peace, and inshallah the hereafter will be in peace and will be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Now there is only one question and I'm going to finish the khutbah. When to start and how to start? Starting is yesterday. Now, you have to take it serious now. The khutbah, any given khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not ordain it in Muslim, so they can't be just getting together or socialize. It is a constant state of recharge and reminder. So we can go right back to the red tank. So, please, when to start? Now. Not today, now, by keep saying astaghfirullah. Second, you don't have the luxury of time, and you don't have the luxury of even to acquire. Start by knowing what you're doing wrong and correct it. Every single one of us, we do vacuum to our homes, to clean homes, take a dry shower, and do all of these things so we can live in a healthy environment. Your soul had the same right to live in a healthy environment. Get the trash that it called sin and disobedience and stubbornness and arrogance, get that trash out. You don't have either the luxury of time or the capability. Get it out. It is poisoning your life, poisoning your soul, poisoning your faculties, poisoning everything you do. Get it out. And apply what you know, not what you think. What you know, it is right. I started to build the clean up. And ask Allah to help you. If Allah give you one more minute to live, alhamdulillah, I will use it to, not to make extra dollar, but I'm going to get closer. The best investment to any given time that you have is to use it to get closer, not to get further or to stay where you are, to get closer to Allah. Mercy. That is the true promotion to good and to fight evil. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and help us and ask Allah to forgive all our sins, all our mistakes, all our shortcomings, and help us to be a better Muslim and show us the straight path and give us the courage and the wisdom to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply in our life so we can live in peace and die in peace. And inshallah, the hereafter will be in peace and will be among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. عباد الله قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.